Chris in Olmsted Falls is going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Great, Tim. How are you this
morning? We're doing well. We're glad you're playing the game. We are excited about this. Once again, brought to you by Apex Skin. So whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room because that's what starts the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Chris.
All right. Producer Stevie, not leaving the room. She'll be keeping track of the score. Remember, just give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. All right, her door is shut. We'll ask you five questions. When you're done with that, for anybody's first time listening, you answer them to the best of your abilities. I did mention there is a timer. Just make sure you give me your answer before that buzzer. When you're done, producer Stevie will calculate your totals. We'll play a quick song to grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and ask her the same five questions and see if you can trump Tui this morning. So let's begin with question one specifically. FIFA has released a World Cup 2026 anthem. It's called DNA, bringing together Megan Thee Stallion. You have David Guetta and also Andrea Bocelli. Everything kicks off today at the opening ceremony, by the way. So the World Cup highlights which sport from teams all over the world?
Soccer.
All right. Question number two. Tom Brady is adding the entrepreneur to his resume. He has launched a new coconut water brand called Good Nut, featuring original chocolate and sparkling varieties. Now, Tom Brady won Super Bowls with two teams. Name either of those two teams.
New England Patriots.
Question number three, the corpse flower. Do you want to sniff this thing, Stevie?
No.
The corpse flower.
Not with a name like that.
Is about to bloom. I'm kind of curious of the stench. Is it like bad breath stench or B.O. stench? Or just a total horrendous,
well, when they say
not
corpse,
even...
makes me feel like...
Like that? Like
gonna
a...
be...
That's fair. Otherwise, they call it the bad breath flower. That's fair. So it's about to bloom at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. This is the flower that has that rotten smell for a day or two. When it finally blooms, thousands of people are expected to travel all over the place to come here to take a sniff of it, smell it.
Why would you travel to smell something gross?
I don't know. It is a thing, though. It does look cool. It's different. It looks like, I don't know. Anyway, which section of the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo is undergoing a massive $600 million transformation and expansion to become the new primate forest?
I do believe that's the rainforest.
All right, question number four. The third biggest film of 2026 is coming to a living room near you. Project Hail Mary is finally coming to streaming, dropping specifically on MGM Plus on June 18th. So as I mentioned, Project Hail Mary is the third biggest film of 2026. Name either of the top two movies of this year so far at the box office.
I would say Mandalorian and Grogu.
There you go. Question number five. We'll see how you do with that answer, too. Question number five. Kaley Cuoco and her fiancé, they announced that they're expecting their second child together. The couple revealed that they're having another baby girl in a cute picture that was actually with their first daughter that was also in the picture as well. My question to you, what is their first daughter's first name?
Oh, geez. This is Jen's area. We'll say Jennifer.
We will see if it is. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. I'll be curious myself. So we will calculate your totals. Producer Stevie's going to do that. Now we're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio. She answers those same five questions next. Chris is in Olmsted Falls answering five questions a minute ago. It's Trump Tui brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui back into the room. So let's let Chris know how we did.
Chris got three.
Oh,
good job, Chris.
Three correct today. Trying to win that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. And here we go.
Here
also
we
trying
go.
To win the $50 Apex Skin gift card and get qualified for the grand prize. The prize pack brought to you by Apex Skin worth $250. Here we go. Question number one. FIFA has released a World Cup 2026 anthem. It's called DNA, bringing together Megan Thee Stallion, David Guetta, and Andrea Bocelli. Everything kicks off today, by the way, with the opening ceremony. Speaking of the World Cup highlights which sport from teams all over the world?
Soccer.
It is. Question number two.
Would you have accepted football?
As possible answer. Absolutely.
Okay. Just curious.
Question number two, Tom Brady.
I knew you'd be so excited about this.
Oh, yeah. I saw it a couple days ago. I'm glad it made its way to the Jen and Tim Show.
I only saw it yesterday.
You know. Well, is adding entrepreneur to his resume. So he's launched a new coconut water brand called Good Nut, featuring original chocolate, and also sparkling varieties.
I don't want a chocolate water.
That's gonna sound, that doesn't sound good. Chris, would you try chocolate coconut water?
I don't think I would.
I don't think so either.
It
like a thin chocolate
milk? I don't know.
That's why I feel like Yoo-hoo. I know a lot of people like that, but that's like a thin chocolate milk that I've never been.
Is it? I also don't like coconut water in general.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love coconut, but coconut water.
So we're going to try it on a Tasty Tuesday.
We're not.
Tom Brady has won Super Bowls with two teams. I need you to name either one of those two teams.
Oh, my God. Who did he play? Tampa Bay? The Buccaneers? Was that it?
That was one.
I'm shocked. That's the
Patriots. Oh, my God. The Patriots. I was thinking of the Denver Broncos.
I like when you have that much sports knowledge that you decide to dig deep and choose the tougher of the two teams.
It was not coming to my mind for some reason.
Question number three, the corpse flower. Ew. Is about to bloom at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. Stevie wants to sniff it. This is the flower that has that rotten smell for a day or two when it finally blooms, and thousands of people from all over the U.S. want to come to town to take a sniff.
I don't like how you said any of that.
Correct.
Why? That's exactly what's happening.
Coming to town to take a sniff? Yeah. I don't think that's really what's happening.
Come on down. Sniff Cleveland. That was too far.
Don't.
Which section of the zoo is undergoing a massive $600 million transformation and expansion to become the new primate forest?
The rainforest.
It is. No. Question number four. The third biggest film of 2026 is coming to a living room near you. Project Hail Mary is finally coming to streaming and dropping on MGM Plus on June 18th. So as I mentioned, Project Hail Mary.
MGM Plus?
I don't know.
A new thing we have to get, apparently?
Yeah. I like that we all unplug, but we pay more.
Now you've got every single one.
And I'm like taking the ad. I'm not even removing the ads from the platform. Like I said, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to have Netflix with ads, this with ads, that with ads.
And I hate paying more than
I did when I was plugged in. Because they're redundant.
Uh-huh.
They're the same ones. All right. Anyway. So as I mentioned, Project Hail Mary is the third biggest film of 2026. Name either of the top two movies of the year so far. At the box office.
Michael.
Michael's one of them. You know the first one?
No, I know Michael's number two.
Super Mario Galaxy movie is number one, then Michael, and then Project Hail Mary. As we move to question number five, Kaley Cuoco and her fiancé announced that they're expecting their second child together. The couple revealed that they're having a baby girl, well, another baby girl, in a cute picture with their first daughter. What is their first daughter's first name?
I don't know. God, I've been doing bad at this. Sienna.
That's a pretty name.
Takes Manhattan.
Matilda. Final total, Stevie.
Chris, 3. Jen, 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. We're
sorry. That's all right. You can hear me.
It's a good battle. It's always good to hear from you, Chris, but you know what you need to say.
Yeah, this is Chris from Olmsted Falls, and once again, I did not trump Tui.
Jackie's in Rocky River, ready to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. Ready to play this round of Trump Tui. So whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
Please leave the room, Jen.
I'm leaving the room, Jackie.
All right. Jen took the headphones off. Bye, Jen. Bye. We'll see you in a few minutes, Jen.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. You started it.
That was a lot.
Sorry about that, Jackie. So she's in the hallway. Yeah, you know how this game works. We're going to ask you five questions. Just make sure that, obviously, during the timer, before you hear the buzzer, you give us that answer. That way your answer will count. When you're done, we'll grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and ask her the same five questions. We call this game Trump Tui. It is brought to you by Apex Skin. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. Let's get to it. So question number one, the New York Knicks somehow pulled off a stunning win in Game 4. Of the NBA Finals last night. It was a star-studded night. We need you to name any celebrity that attended that game.
Spike Lee.
Question number two. Tom Hanks was at the greatest actor of all time, sorry, was at the Toy Story 5 premiere talking to E! News when the subject of Taylor Swift came up. And he gave marriage advice, saying, and I quote, "The man must make waffles on Sunday," end quote. True or false, Taylor Swift wrote a song for the Toy Story 5 soundtrack. Is that true or false?
True.
Question number three. Another Jump Street movie is in the works with the franchise stars Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill, and Ice Cube all in talks to reprise their roles. The film will be titled 24 Jump Street, and it'll be the third in the series. What is the job of Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill's characters in the film 21 Jump Street?
Yeah, I don't know. Detective?
Let's go with that with detectives. Question number four. The final trailer for the live-action Moana has dropped, and it highlights Dwayne Johnson singing. The clip shows Maui singing the signature, "You're Welcome."
Just like that, Tim.
Moana opens in theaters on July 10th. My daughter loved that movie. I wonder if she wants to go see. I will really want her to go see this with me this time. We'll see if that happens. What is the name of Moana's signature song about wanting to explore beyond her island? What was the name of that song?
Absolutely no idea. Never watched it.
Okay. I highly recommend it. I think it was, I liked the movie. No? Good? You see it, Stevie, or you didn't see
it? Yeah, I've seen it.
You clearly hate it. All right,
no, that's good.
All right, I'm totally kidding. Question number five. Tom Brady has launched a new coconut water. The brand is called Good Nut. It's created in partnership with the instant delivery platform GoPuff. Now, Tom Brady also has a wellness brand. It is called TB12. But he merged his brand with which other wellness / athletic wear company?
Oh. I'm just going to go Nike. I don't know.
Why not? Let's go with Nike. That's a great guess. We'll see if you hit on that one. What doesn't Tom Brady do or pitch?
Apparently everything. He's everything.
He is all over the place. All right. So right after the song, Jen will be back into the room to answer those same five questions. It's 4 minutes away on Star 102. Jen's back into the studio. Jackie and Rocky River playing this round of Trump 2. Brought to you by Apex Skin. She answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, how'd she do?
Jackie got three.
Oh, three correct today.
That's nicely
very
done.
Very well done, Jackie. Remember, up for grabs.
Right.
Courtesy of Apex Skin, we have that. It's a limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. Also, $50 gift card to Apex Skin and thrown to the grand prize drawing worth $250. The prize pack, once again, brought to you by Apex Skin. Let's get to it. Same five questions we asked Jackie just a minute ago. We begin with question number one. So the New York Knicks, they pulled off a stunning win in Game 4 of the NBA Finals last night. It was obviously a star-studded night. We need you to name any celebrity that was in attendance.
Taylor Swift.
She was there. Thought she was a Cavs fan. Well.
I think that's her fiancé.
That's fair. Question number two, Tom Hanks.
That's why he wasn't there.
That's why, you're right. He was not a celebrity. Well, he's got football, too. He's a busy man. Question number two, Tom Hanks was at the Toy Story 5 premiere, and he talked to E! News, and when the subject of Taylor Swift came up, he gave marriage advice saying, and I quote, "The man must make waffles on Sunday," end quote. True or false, Taylor Swift wrote a song for the Toy Story 5 soundtrack.
True.
Of course she did. Moving to question number three. Another Jump Street movie. It's in the works with franchise stars Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill, and Ice Cube in talks to reprise their roles. Now, the film's going to be titled 24 Jump Street and is the third in the series. What is the job of Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill's characters in the film 21 Jump Street?
Police officers.
That is correct. As we move to question number four, the final trailer for the live action Moana has dropped and it highlights Dwayne Johnson singing. The clip, by the way, shows Maui singing the signature, "You're Welcome."
Wait, what song is that?
Moana opens in theaters on July 10th.
Can you tell me the name of that song one more time?
"You're Welcome."
Yeah, I love that.
What is the name of Moana's signature song? You know, about wanting to explore beyond her island.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's, oh my God, why is Colors of the Wind the only one in my head? Isn't that like Pocahontas? It's,
not right. How Far I'll Go.
So good.
Stevie hated the movie, she said on the air when you were out.
What? I never said that.
Did you see it?
Yes, and I
it's
said I
so
liked it.
Good.
I said I liked it. I'm just making
I feel
that.
Like she thinks it's mid.
I don't think it's mid. I watched it for the first time with my nephew at the time who was like six. And he spoiled it for me the whole time.
Oh, see, well, I knew there was a little bit of a story. That makes sense.
Kids get chatty in movies. Oh, it's so like, you know what?
What's about to happen is this. He kept telling me everything that was about to happen.
Yeah, that's it.
I said, how many times have you seen this movie?
Kind of ruined it for you. I see. Yeah. See, I knew there was a story because
makes
it wasn't
sense.
Like I loved it because Stevie would just tell us about it. I felt like there was a little pullback. That makes
good.
Sense.
Just, yeah.
Just don't watch it with your yeah. Question number five. Tom Brady has launched a new
Coke. Oh, God.
What are you trying to say about
it? Is it the coconut water or the Tom Brady part?
I don't know. What is this question going to be about Tom Brady?
Tom Brady has launched a new coconut water brand. It's called Good Nut. It's created in partnership with the instant delivery platform GoPuff. Now, Tom Brady also had a wellness brand titled TB12, but he merged his brand with another wellness slash athletic wear company. We're looking for that name.
TB12 and Adidas had a great pairing.
Noble
was my next guess because I'm now, very Stevie? Familiar.
We are tied at three.
We are. I was wondering if it was tied. Okay, so tied fun. At three. So we're going to go to a... Thank you, Jen. Tiebreaker question. Jackie, did you hear that?
See, Jackie, the fact that you enjoy it makes him want to play it more. That's you what can't the show tell is. Him that.
Exactly, because you know what?
It's about to get interesting here.
So we're going to go to tiebreaker question. Closest to the actual number without going over. Jackie, you know how this works. The timer's still in play. You need to give me your answer before you hear the buzzer. Jen still has not grabbed her pen, but she will do so to write it to make sure she's just giving me those looks for writing those down. Okay, so there we go. We're going to go back to Toy Story 5. We're going to go back to Tom Hanks. We're going to go back to question number 2. How many years ago did the original Toy Story movie come out? How many years ago did the original Toy Story premiere? Closest to that actual number without going over is today's winner. Here is your timer.
30.
30 years ago, Jen Tui?
I wrote down 25.
It came out 31 years ago.
Well done, Jackie. You did it. You trumped me.
I got my mug.
You got your mug?
I have the t-shirt, now I got the mug.
Smuggineer!
Welcome to the club!
That is so rare. Also, $50 Apex Skin gift card that is yours. Also thrown into the grand prize drawing. That unbelievable prize pack from Apex Skin that's worth $250. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I am Jackie from Rocky River, and I just trumped Tui.